Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. Monday, D'Anthony. Just got back from Nashville, Tennessee, checking out the Hard AF Seltzer. It's done. It tasted great.
Yeah, it was way better than I thought.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, so you can barely taste the alcohol.
Which is dangerous.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be responsible for this 8% actually isn't the alcohol content, it's how the rise in crime in your local area once this stuff gets released there. Holy shit.
We had about, 12, 15 people in there tasting it?
Yeah. Hey, hang on just a sec. Rob just like fucking yawned and rubbed his eyes and he looked like a fucking baby when he did it.
Yeah.
Have you been hanging out with your fucking baby too much? Can you start acting like a man again?
What are you tired for, Bob?
I spent the entire weekend getting really fucked up.
I'm not worried about him being tired. I'm worried about the fact that he looked like a baby. Like,
yeah.
He wasn't doing this. He had the backs of his knuckles and his eyeballs. Like a white baby.
What did you get so fucked up for this weekend? The games?
That, and we had friends in town from like out of town. So we took them out and got all fucked up at a bunch of different places. Blah, blah.
Is your baby partying yet?
He was there for everything.
Yeah.
You know? He wasn't the only one that vomited.
For once.
Did you throw up?
No.
Okay. At this age, do you throw up anymore?
No.
Every now and again. Like once a year, maybe.
Yeah.
Get too fucked up, forget to eat or something, or it's, you know, Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last week.
After we had those seltzers on an empty stomach, I was like, oh, shit, we've got to go get food.
Yeah, we had a room full of people trying them, and they've sent them here before, but before you actually go through the full canning process, you can't carbonate them all the way to peak.
Yeah.
So we had to add other carbonated stuff to it, which changed the flavor a little bit, but not much, but you could tell the flavor tasted good. So we sent them back notes and they crushed it. Everything was perfect.
Perfect. Yeah. Across the board, all four flavors were amazing. It'll be injected into cans this week and then out into the world next month. Go to hardafseltzer.com and just put your email address in. Again, you can buy it online and it'll ship to 42 states.
Yeah.
And then the party is at WTF, downtown Austin, February 13th for the Super Bowl all day long. You can buy as many seltzers as you want at the party and really test the limits.
Julia.
Really find yourself.
Julia Munja. Munja.
Mongolia.
No, there's no L in that fucking word.
We call her, she's a nooner. We call her Julia Mongolia. No,
she asked if there will be a variety pack with all flavors. There will only be a variety pack with all flavors.
Yeah.
We're going to give you guys all a taste of all the flavors first.
Yep.
And maybe you can decide which one you like. To be honest, I like them all.
Everybody, so do I, but everybody had a different where they were like, man, I don't know what to choose.
And the lemon lime is the best lemon lime I've ever tasted of any.
And I don't like lemon lime beverages at all.
Yep.
At all. A little hoarse today after being at that game. We went to the Titans game on Saturday.
Well, it was the Bengals game, actually. Yeah.
Man, there was a lot of Bengals fans there. Cincinnati travels.
Yep.
Cincinnati travels. And then we decided to go ahead and parlay that through into the airport, where I think I was a little too loud.
In the airport?
Yeah.
Nah.
I think...
Now we were having a good time.
We came up with a sketch about two guys stuttering.
Yeah, it's two dudes arguing about something.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's just a series of different arguments, but they both stutter. So it's two dudes arguing and they just can't. It's unintelligible to everybody else.
I finally broke you, I feel like, at the airport.
Yeah. Well, Joel, for sure. Joel was laughing so hard that I couldn't help myself.
It was the phrase "milky white tits" that did it.
Yeah.
Milky hua 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 hua.
The context of all this is.
The
context was we had the bartender guy at whatever restaurant it was a little salty, right? He was a ginger, kind of a kind of a tubby ginger, and we just started talking some mad shit.
Was it a Chili's too?
No, I don't know what it was called.
No, it was. I don't. It was one of the only places open the National Airport. Jesse, my wife, is off camera. You are so. Is it ashamed or disappointed? Which one is it, Jesse? Which one? No, but tell say the word aloud. Yeah.
I mean, it was we were sitting in the corner of the restaurant watching the Chiefs Bills game on my laptop.
Yeah. Here's how bad the bar was there.
They had two TVs, and it's the NFL playoff. Neither TV's on.
No. None of them worked.
What the fuck are you doing?
The food at this, I guess you would call it a bar, was so terrible.
It was hospital food.
And nobody wanted it. Yeah. So they just walked over to us, and they were like, hey, do you guys just want this free food?
Yeah, didn't she started giving us free drinks and shit, too?
Yeah, yeah. They were just like, hey, I was like, what's the story with this? And they were like, we just don't want to be here.
My read on it was the guy, the ginger, was too, he was super incompetent, kept making the wrong shit, and they just didn't want to throw it away, so they were giving it out. That's how I took it, but who knows? Either way, you started. Well, I don't actually remember how the stuttering part started, but it was something about us definitely talking shit to him.
Yeah,
like I don't want anything from that fat ginger cunt bartender.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then you started stuttering.
Milky, hua.
It was loud, but not as loud as Joel's laughter.
Oh boy.
And then it was like the next thing is, could you imagine if somebody talked like that? And like, what if two dudes got into an argument in public? And like, that would be a good sketch to film from different directions.
Yeah, yeah.
Two guys like bump into each other in a crowd and they start getting into a fight, but it's all stutters, like really severe stuttering.
I would not let it go. It was one of those things where I wouldn't let it go and I just kept going with it over and over again.
Yeah.
I must have said the phrase huge Milky White tits probably 50, 60 times. With a stutter, you can go ahead and times that times 8.
Yeah.
Times. But it was a strange environment last night. And it kind of leads us into what we're going to talk about today, which is how long is this going to go on with the economy before it just fucking crashes? Like last night, neither of these people wanted to work.
No, there's got to be some pain involved. Right? For this younger generation that we're reimagining what it means to be an employee. Like, no, you're just a lazy cunt. That's really what it is. Yeah. They act like it's Instagram, right? All they see are results. They never see process. So they think they deserve the same result as everybody else without having to put in any of the effort. Like there's certainly wage issues in this country. When Bill O'Reilly says he painted houses in the summer to pay his way through Harvard. Yeah, you're not doing that anymore.
No.
Not unless you're painting like the fucking Death Star or some shit.
Yeah,
right?
Or the White House.
Yeah, so good luck with that bullshit. However, people want the result without any of the fucking work now. And that's not how life works. So they have to feel some pain. That's just how it is. Like, stop. If you're a parent, let your kid become homeless. Fuck them. Like, honestly, fuck them. What do you expect? You're not doing them any favors by continuing to bail them out.
Our waitress actually said this last night. Because you were like, hey, I want to tip you. Can you run this card for one drink or whatever it was? And she was like, yeah, I don't really care about money. And I was like, what? What? And then today the market crashes. What's the market down today? It was down 600 when I left the house.
It was down 1,000 last time I looked.
Are you fucking serious? Mm-hmm. How long can we continue all this
shit? Well, I mean, look, winter is usually
it's down 437.65, the Dow Jones.
Okay. Yeah, so it's back up a little bit. It's back up a little bit, winter is a volatile time for the market pretty frequently. So I'm not really surprised by any of that. And it's been a lot of people are freaking out over crypto too, but crypto has been very volatile in winter months over the last forever.
Yeah, it's down in half.
We're bouncing back. Ethereum's at 24 right now.
It regulates itself, right? I mean, during the beginning portion of a company, especially one that has high volume trading like crypto does, you're going to see big swings, but it'll fucking even. You can draw a straight line across it at about a 3,000% increase year over year.
Ethereum was up to 4,500 at one point. It's almost cut in half. Bitcoin is right around 43,000, I think, right? Or no, 36
last 36. I looked.
So yeah, so it and that was riding high at about
43 last week.
Yeah, it was close to 70. So both of those are cut in half. We were talking about the trucks earlier with this Maverick, the new $20,000 truck. Ford just shut off the orders.
Yeah.
Because they were getting so many. I saw one on the road.
They're pieces of shit.
No,
it's a piece of shit.
Like, I think it looked nice. For a $20,000 truck, it looked pretty goddamn nice.
If somebody tells you something and it sounds too good to be true, it is. So dig down into what it means for it to be a 20,000 truck.
Yeah.
The safety shed is down. The total payload for this truck and its 2-liter four-cylinder engine, right, which is basically a Honda Accord.
Yeah.
No shit, that's a Honda Accord engine in a truck. The payload is 1,500 pounds.
For a $20,000 vehicle, that's not bad.
Yeah, but that's like buying an airsoft gun. It doesn't do what a truck does, so don't call it. They can call it anything but a truck. It's not a truck.
1,500 pounds is a decent amount.
No, it's not, dude. Yeah. It's not. That's terrible.
For a small pickup truck, it's fine.
No.
But it's they took the unusual step of canceling the orders until 2023. You're clearly selling the fuck out of these things. So,
High and Angry says it's like the old 5-speed Ford Ranger. Yeah, but like with the normal body size of a truck.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all the internal shit from a Ford Ranger, but on a like an F-150 body.
It's about, I saw one on the road a couple of days ago. It looks like the size of a Tacoma-ish, somewhere in there. For 20 grand, shit, it's better than having a RAV4, you know?
I don't know what that is.
A RAV4?
Yeah.
What do you think I rap for? To push a fucking RAV4? It's just a, like a Kia Soul. It looks like a Kia Soul. But with these Mavericks, it looked pretty decent. And shit. If you're just trying to make it buy on a $20,000 pickup truck, pretty goddamn good deal.
Yeah.
Why would you cut that off? Everything else that's going on here, I don't know how much longer the economy can take all of this. There's got to be a collapse at some point.
Yeah.
Everything is empty. Every fucking store we go to, there's help wanted signs. What's going
to
happen?
We need to have a public economics debate where the two guys debating are stuttering really badly.
Milky.
You're using slurs, but you never get to the end of the slur, so nobody can actually prove you've said anything. And nobody ever gets there. No. I think, honestly, that's cover. That's a bulletproof vest for calling people racial slurs, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're into that, and we are,
hey,
get to it. Start stuttering, folks. It worked for Joe Biden. Hell, he just says retarded shit over and over. And he's like, oh, I developed a stutter back in the 70s. Like, God, dude, we have 80 years of television from you.
Yeah.
You haven't stuttered once.
No.
You piece of shit. Caesar Max says Jimmy from South. It's a little bit like a cripple fight, yeah.
Hey, a little bit. A little bit of cripple fight in it. Jim Cramer saying not to panic, but we are in the white knuckle zone.
Jim Cramer saying not to panic. If Jim Cramer knew anything, he wouldn't be on TV. He would be making money on his investments.
He's getting torched for, on January 5th, he said to buy Netflix. Huge buy. Netflix has dropped about 25%.
Yeah.
Man, all these companies, these streaming companies have overspent on money trying to keep up with the Joneses. I know Netflix is in, a couple billion in debt. All these companies, man, it's just, it feels like a super bubble is what they're calling it.
Mm.
I just don't know when it's going to burst.
I don't know if that's accurate or not. I mean, this isn't too unlike what we've seen twice before in the last 20 years. People just are now their social media, right? During that 2008-09 crash, it was like there are some people on Twitter, but for the most part, people were just experiencing it in their daily lives, which means they were having trouble with housing and shit.
Yeah.
People were losing their homes and stuff like that, and those people could feel it, but everybody else is just like, all right, I'm hearing about this crash, but I'm not really feeling anything. Now people are way more, like the average person is way more invested in the market now than ever before, whether it's through new stock trading, new crypto, or because they're taking part of great programs like Roth IRAs and putting money in that's untaxable and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I just think there's more exposure now than there was before. for the individual. So people are hyping it up more. But I don't know if the circumstances are that much different.
Well, with inflation and, you know, what is it? Inflation's at the highest in 40 years right now. I don't know, man. I don't know how much longer people can take of this. We'll see. I mean, you're getting like fucking the McDonald's by my house is like, I think $18 an hour. That's crazy, yeah. Dude.
I've seen a bunch of help wanted posters around Austin. It's like 25 an hour, like for an entry level job.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. I mean, that shit permeates through the entire economy. You know what I mean? So there are these metrics for local economic production. So typically a dollar spent in a local economy will multiply 7 to 11 times before it expands out into the state or federal economy, right?
Meaning
people that if you go to mom and pop stores, chances are more likely that they're getting their source materials and their employment from people that live there. Now, a lot of this tech stuff, people live all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, it's almost like a federal globalization almost, because the impact of buying locally now is diffused over the entire country because people live all the fuck over the place. So the economy is changing. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to crash. We'll see. I mean, it may. I'm not saying it won't. I'm saying there's a lot going on.
Tons, man. And I'll, you know, definitely keep my eye on it. But Jesus Christ, dude, it's getting bleak out there. Grocery stores are getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
More and more empty. There's a fucking guy over in Ireland who got, he's dead. He died and they dragged him into a post office to collect his pension, which is fucking awesome.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, it takes a few weeks to get a death certificate. Takes about 15 minutes to drag a dead body into the post office. So to me, they're just saving time.
The Irish Times said this guy appeared to be in his 60s because obviously he's dead.
Mm.
When you die, that's going to add 10 years.
To the look of your body?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Maybe. And then they can just stuff him right in a box and...
Yeah. See you later.
You would assume the post office has boxes for dead bodies.
I'm not sure if they do. If you die, do they have them on planes? Do they keep a box on a plane in case somebody dies?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. Maybe body bags.
Apparently, it's far more common than people think, like somebody dying on a plane.
Oh, yeah. I've killed like 12 people on a plane. not in one flight, obviously. That'd be weird.
Typically, the body's just covered with a blanket, so passengers aren't staring at a corpse all flight. Some airlines do have body bags on planes. So, I mean,
I'd put a disco ball over the top of the body. Like, let's celebrate this motherfucker's life.
Yeah.
Have a party. Free booze for the rest of the
flight.
Free
booze for everyone. What do you? I would rather the flight continue. I don't want to turn around for this.
For my dead body?
Yeah.
No, I would. I want them to launch me out of the fucking plane.
Possible.
That would be dope as shit.
Yeah.
If there's just like a fucking turd shoot where all the poop comes out, like in Joe Dirt, whatever, the Boeing bomb. Remember that?
So there's also a non-zero chance that you might be flying with a body on the plane without knowing it, because most regular airlines will ship a dead body.
Mm.
Like, you can get a dead body on a fucking Southwest flight. They put it in the cargo hold.
Shit, we were on Southwest last night.
Let's do that. The next person I know that dies is definitely going on a plane.
Yeah.
You have to do it through a funeral home or something. There's designated, like, approved body shippers.
Let's start our own funeral home and just start shipping bodies for no reason.
Yeah. You got a body you want to ship, Bob?
Not yet.
All right. Well, let us know.
We're going to have to ship Delco after Bob's baby murders him.
Yeah.
Fucking wrecks him.
Yeah.
We were on Southwest last night. There was nobody on that goddamn flight.
We had a good, it was on either one of our flights.
No.
Which is interesting because we were flying out of a major city into a place that's having a playoff game.
Yeah.
Which is, although a lot of people that came in for that playoff game drove in from Cincinnati, which is 4 hours away.
Yeah.
Not that many. Cincinnati's fan base is still weak. I've heard the phrase "Who Day" for the first time in my life.
Same.
And I want you to stop with "Who Dat," "Who Day," "We Dem Boys." Talk fucking English, bitch.
Who Day? Who Day?
God damn it, man!
Beat them Bengals.
They even on Southwest, they don't really give a shit. They let a guy take over the microphone and say "Who Day" to the plane. Remember?
Yeah, and everyone was like, "Boo!"
Yeah,
everybody booed him.
I would just boo it. Yeah, out of
yeah. Even if I was a Bengals fan, I would have booed him. Yeah. Fuck that guy.
At least the Saints one makes sense because they have a lot of just like mush mouthed swamp people.
Well, have you been to Cincinnati?
No.
It's North Kentucky, bro.
Okay. It's Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Nice. So, yeah.
There's nothing to be done there except for leave.
Yeah.
But yeah, dead bodies.
Skyline chili, bro. It's the fucking worst chili ever.
Skyline chili?
Yeah. I'm
what not is a that? Fan. What's Skyline chili?
That's Cincinnati's claim to fame, is their Skyline chili.
Yeah. I like a regional delicacy, though, that gets defended to the core because everyone has it.
What, like Whataburger?
Oh, yeah. Shit. So, dude,
people have been getting pissed about us talking shit about Whataburger.
Whataburger sucks.
In Nashville.
It does suck.
By the way, in Nashville, they just opened one up, and our lawyer tried to go. It was a 4-hour line for a Whataburger in Nashville. And I go, dude, don't go there.
The same thing happened in Kansas City. They opened up one there because Patrick Mahomes is from here, obviously. Like, I don't want a Whataburger. And there was a night, like, fucking, they opened up at 6 o'clock in the morning or something, and people were parked outside waiting for it to open for 6 hours before that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you know math, but that's midnight the night before just to be in line to get breakfast at Whataburger.
Yeah.
You could have saved all that time.
Here's Skyline.
Here's
chili.
That chili. So
what the fuck is that?
You can get it on spaghetti.
You can get it on anything.
Yeah.
You get the chili on spaghetti with cheese. I'll be honest, it's delicious.
Oh, I don't give a fuck. It's fucking terrible, Bob. It is terrible. Even on spaghetti too. Like the spaghetti's not great there.
It's on noodles. It's not like a plate of spaghetti and then they just dump chili on
it. It is bad, but again, I will defend a city having their own food that they will.
How are you going to make this about you, Delco?
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ, man. Just say it. Say what you got to say.
It's not good, but you know, I respect their decision to defend it to their death.
And why do you have to defend a shitty restaurant in your own city? Like, I don't get that. Like, I love Wilmington, North Carolina. I will retire there. There isn't any food there that I'm like, oh man, I really want to jack my dick to that. Like, there's not a cookout is fine, you know? Like, I like Cookout Burger, that's fine, but that's not something I'm going to really, oh, man, you gotta get your tits in some Cookout. No, it's all right.
I'll give them this. That's definitely poor people food. And poor people food usually taste, well, maybe because I grew up poor.
Yeah.
But it usually tastes really fucking good, let's be honest, right? I mean, shit.
I love shitty chain restaurants.
Somebody mentioned ramen in the chat, and I haven't stopped thinking about it since they said it. And ramen is not even real food.
No.
That's nothing.
No.
What?
There's no calories in that.
Ramen is awesome.
I agree that it's awesome, bitch. I'm just saying it's not real food.
It's not real food, though.
What kind of ramen are you getting? Like actual ramen or just like the
top? In the styrofoam.
Top ramen.
In the styrofoam cup.
No, plastic bags. No, I don't like the cups.
Okay.
So you're really?
Yeah. They're not biodegradable.
You're not hitting like Ramen Tatsuya or any of these places in Austin?
No.
No.
The dish ramen is amazing. And all the stuff they put in. I'm talking about bags of shit from the grocery store, bitch. Why would you assume when I'm talking about poor people food that I'm talking about going to a ramen bar somewhere?
Yeah, and here's the other thing. I won't go to a ramen bar because when I was fucking poor eating ramen, that memory haunts me forever. Like, I don't want to go and relive me being poor and pay more money for it. Like, well, that's fucked up.
Some people can't transition, right? So I've had a lot of problems myself. It took me a while to go from canned cranberry sauce to real cranberry sauce.
Oh, boy.
It took me a good 2 or 3 year period after I left my childhood home to start eating real food because I'd eaten so much poor people food, like fried bologna and shit.
Yeah.
Fried bologna with mustard on a just fucking piece of bread. There's nothing nutritious in that. Mustard doesn't even have any calories.
No.
It's just nonsense, but I love it.
No, so does Jessie. Is she over there? You eat fucking bologna sandwiches. Yeah. Her last meal, she said, is white bread, mayonnaise, and bologna.
Oh,
and
that's mayonnaise. It.
Yeah,
gross.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's fucking poor people shit. Like, that's, it's disgusting. Like, no.
We were at a tailgate at the fucking Titans game, and some dude was making a hamburger, and he put probably 4 ounces of mayonnaise on it. Why, dude? The fuck you trying to prove? It's disgusting.
I'm in.
Mayonnaise is disgusting.
I'm in on it. Yeah. Mayonnaise. I'll defend mayonnaise. I will not defend Miracle Whip.
I don't know what's in Miracle Whip.
I don't either. And it's not a miracle.
No, it's mayonnaise, and for some reason it's tangy. Usually, like, if I smelled that and thought it was mayonnaise, I would think it was turned, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Like something fucked up it happened.
It's egg whites and oil. That's what mayonnaise is. Egg whites, oil, and I think a little vinegar and some salt. and you just whip it. It's fucking disgusting.
I won't do it. Is there anybody in the chat here who's going to defend Miracle Whip?
Somebody, gross. If Jack was here, he probably would have. Minnesotans love that shit.
Ugh, get the fuck out of here.
Miracle Whip, man.
Miracle Whip. Beijing Olympics are in 10 days. This is looking like a disaster here. There's a thick blanket of smog that is covering the city currently.
That's nothing new.
And they have fake snow. I don't know the terrain of China very well, but do you have to have fake snow for the Winter Olympics there?
Well, I mean, look, when there's a light snow year in the ski towns in Whistler, Aspen, or whatever the fuck here, we do the same thing.
So I've been to mountains with fake snow on them. They're dog shit, dude.
Yeah, but they have to. I mean, the Olympic size areas, they will do it like every single day, right?
Okay,
like you have to.
This and happened in Canada in 2010.
Yeah, we also just Olympics. Did this in Sochi, which is a fucking summer town.
Yeah,
that we had the Winter Olympics in.
Yeah, what the fuck? So people are bitching right now. Everybody's like, why do we keep going back to China with all this fucked up shit? I don't have an answer for that.
Mostly the Olympic committee just got, like, went to jail 3 years ago, didn't they?
Yeah.
For fraud and shit like that. And then same thing with FIFA.
Yeah, and the World Cup.
Yeah, so fuck them. I mean, look, this is... The Olympics are fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
There's no point. Just end it. Just...
Damn, Giorgio's not here to defend the Olympics.
Well, that's the only thing that wrestling is in. So, like, he still loves traditional, like, man-on-man. It's what you're doing right now, right? You're wrestling.
I am wrestling.
On top of other dudes.
Just cancel all of this.
Yeah.
It's stupid. The only time I ever watch any of it is, like, one highlight. And people, you could just do that. And have your buddy film it and then put it on the internet and I'll watch it that way. You don't have to spend billions of dollars and go into a communist country to do it. But it will be funny, though, to see if Putin invades Ukraine right in the middle of the Olympics.
Well, we're getting close.
That's going to be a pretty big distraction.
We're getting close. We've sent some people. They've sent some people. Mm-hmm. You think this is going to go down?
Yes.
I do, too.
And the people, some people I know that do this sort of work.
Mm-hmm.
Have said that Xi Jinping is nonplussed, very unhappy that Putin's,
with Russia.
Yes,
okay.
He's doing whatever he does or whatever his team does to stop this from happening right now, because they don't want the distraction while they're trying to run these games. Xi Jinping sees this as a way to rebuild international trust after the fucking Wuhan bullshit and after just America talking shit about them all the time, and mm-hmm. they're trying to become the global leader. They want to be the global moral authority, which is, man, that's a stretch.
Yeah,
for a company with our country with a bunch of concentration camps. But you know, people are fucking stupid. Like, half of Europe is on fire right now and we can't even see that on the news. So I don't know what's gonna happen here.
My question is, with the fucking abomination that this administration has become right now, how do you trust Biden to do the right thing during all this shit?
Well, no one does. Obviously, if you look at the polling numbers, no one trusts.
No, and I understand that. But, like, from a military perspective, whose call is that at the end of the day?
Well, it should be Congress's, right? So we're not in any kind of agreement with Ukraine. They're not part of NATO. So we have no statutory requirement to intervene in that situation at all. Nor should we, by the way, because it's a fucking border dispute.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, imagine it this way. Let's say we got into a conflict over the Baja Peninsula of Mexico because something's going on there, or it's a breeding ground for terrorism and Mexico won't do anything about it. And we're like, well, fuck it. We're going to go take it over. Mm-hmm. If you won't do it, we're going to go fucking do it. Would Russia start talking about how they're going to come invade America?
No.
No. So fucking shut up. Tired of hearing about it. I don't give a fuck about Ukraine, man.
Yeah, so that's my last question here. It sounds dumb. Why should we care?
I mean, we should always care when assholes are doing asshole shit, but that is literally not. They could not be less of our business. It could not be less of our business.
Yeah, so why even, like...
It's not like there's ethnic... It's not like fucking Serbia and all that shit with Slobodan Milosevic back in the day. It's nothing like that.
Because why risk our troops and all that shit for Ukraine? Like, I don't even know where it's at. You know? I just found out.
Well, most people don't, actually. Actually, you know what's really funny? This journalist did a study recently. God, I think it was from Washington Post, which made me suspicious at first, but then I read it and it was really fucking funny. Really funny. So it turns out the less likely an American is to know where Ukraine is, the more likely they are to support us intervening and stopping Russia. It's like one of those Jay Leno man on the street things.
Why can't you just admit it? Like, I have no problem admitting it. I don't know where the fuck Ukraine is, and I don't care. I don't care. Breaking news here says U.S. has placed 8,500 troops on alert for possible deployment.
Here's the issue with all this. People in the chat talking about the Crimean Peninsula and shit. I don't fucking care, bro. I don't care. I do not fucking care. Don't care. It's none of our business. America doesn't have the more, after two decades of fucked up, stupid ass intervention wars that got a bunch of people killed and accomplished nothing except for making our people rich.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have the moral authority, and we certainly don't have it after Biden's fucking mishandling of Afghanistan's closure.
I agree.
We don't have the moral authority to get involved in any of this. It's like two people are having an argument about who's fucking fatter, right? And you're fatter than them, and you're like, oh, he's fatter.
Yeah.
That would be the equivalent here.
Yeah.
Just shut the fuck up, America, for once.
Look.
Let it play out. Sometimes, like, it is a sign of deep-seated insecurity to have to react to everything.
Yeah.
If you're in a hostage situation or like trying to control a riot or something like that, and the person that's the front face that's trying to control stuff is reacting to everything the crowd says, that is one of the telltale signs that shit's about to go downhill fast, because they're getting emotional and letting them be fucking letting themselves be manipulated. Fuck this shit.
So this is coming out of the Pentagon right now. The preparation for sending troops to Eastern Europe comes as Russian troops mass at Ukraine's border, and NATO allies put forces on standby as tensions rise, and Russian naval exercises off of Ireland's coast are not welcome.
Sleeper cell. Ukraine is not part of NATO, homeboy.
Yeah.
Sorry. Can't let Russia rebuild the Soviet Union. I will remind you, there were three phases to the Cold War. The first was containment, where we did what you tried, or what you're saying we should do now, which is where we're fighting micro wars all over the place to stop the spread of communism. And then we went into detente, right? The cooling off period or whatever the fuck. We won by outspending them. Russia doesn't have the financial capability or the military capability to compete with us, no matter how much fucking shitty land around them they gobble up. We've seen this happen already in history. They don't have fucking all these resources that China does. They don't have the production capability or technological capability to make money like they do. They don't have the land holdings. None of that stuff.
So what are you saying here? He's saying NATO wants involvement, and that's true. Why that's what I just read off, by the way.
Because the members,
why do they want involvement?
Because the members of NATO, right, are politicians from these various countries who sit on the boards of, or their friends sit on the boards of, the military industrial complex companies that provide all the assets for war. They want more power and money. The end. Fuck these guys.
Yeah, I think there's no way out of this. I think this is going to go down. If it goes down during the Olympics, it'd be rad.
Well, Russia's definitely going to push in.
Yeah.
For sure. But
why wouldn't you?
None of our business.
After watching what happened in Afghanistan, why wouldn't you if you're Russia? It's perfect time for it. Fuck you, fuck Biden, fuck everybody.
I mean, Russia doesn't really gain anything by doing this either. Like, they extend themselves out further. It's like trying to play man coverage almost on a team that has multiple good shooters. Somebody's going to get open at some point, and the Russian border is going to be completely open. I guarantee you this. Russia starts pouring into Ukraine, into the Crimean Peninsula, so on and so forth. The Islamic terror that they've pretty much shut down for a while is coming right back in, because they don't have the resources to hold all that shit out. This is a huge mistake for them.
Well, let's let it happen.
Yeah.
Why do we have to send any of our fucking dudes over there? Crazy. Instead, we should send them home with a ghost bed from ghostbed.com/drinking bros. 40% off the bundle package. You get the adjustable base. You get the mattress. You get 40% off at ghostbed.com/drinking bros. 60 months for 2022. They're doing this. 60 months, pay as you go program, no interest there. So you're knocking this down to somewhere between 20, 25 bucks a month. It is the reason why I'm saying this now, it is still good with the 40% off the bundle package. So whenever you sign out a GhostBed or you empty your cart at the end, even though you're getting 40% off or 30% off with the promo code Drinking Bros, if you want individual items, you can use those savings with the 60-month pay-as-you-go program. So the fucking deals are gangbusters. It might be 18 or 19 bucks a month, depending upon what you get. But they get weighted blankets. They got new pillows there. The sheets are incredible. Huge, huge fan. Especially that adjustable base, dude. It's got a remote. You can kick back up, watch a little bit of Ozark. Now that Ozark's back on, in the adjustable base, and just enjoy your life. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today, because this is the year you get yourself a new mattress. If you're going to watch the world burn, do it on a ghost bed. Mm. Next up, drinkingbros.com/store. The store is open. D'Anthony, the bro boxes are out and about. Are we out?
No. We actually built a bunch of new ones. So what we're going to do is we're getting coins and stuff made to commemorate the first group of people that bought them.
Mm-hmm.
And all of you will get one of them in one of the future boxes.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it'll be a serialized. It'll be like 0001 through whatever the fuck. I
ordered one.
We I did too. I don't know how high we're actually going to be able to go with it because of it's not the shirts. The shirts are easy to print and stuff like that. But some of the other items, we just had to be selective about which ones we choose to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're going to be all right for a while. I think we can probably get it up to like 300 or 400 before we start feeling any real pain.
Yeah. Because Robux is out there, $39.99 a month.
Yeah.
You get new items every single month. You get new exclusive t-shirts that we don't sell in the rest of the store. Mm-hmm. And each month you will get something completely different. The Hard AF Seltzer shirts will be in there. Mm-hmm. There's a ton of stuff coming down the pipeline.
There's also going to be a coupon code for Hard as Fuck Seltzer in there in the next box, I think. It'll be like a 3x5 card. So there you go.
Yeah, we're amped. And that'll lead us to last but not least, hardafseltzer.com. Sign up. It goes on sale, I think 3 weeks from today.
Mm.
Man, that's crazy. 3 weeks from today, you can sign up and see if it's coming to your state. It's going to 42 states. And then three, we're starting off with Texas, Tennessee, and Florida. But that'll be a slower rollout. Yeah. So you're going to want to order this online. It'll just get shipped to your fucking house. Either way, even if we were in grocery stores everywhere, shit would be sold out.
Yeah, just because of the can is so dope.
Yeah.
And we finally got to inspect the finished product this weekend, and it's incredible. Like a, it's like a white matte finish. They're dope.
Yeah, shit. Yeah. Super fucking stoked. Go to hardafseltzer.com. Sign up, just put your email in there, and then it'll let you know when you can buy it. Let's see. John Jonathan S. is asking, does the coin have the QAnon shaman on it? If it doesn't, you should add it. That'd be great.
I think he's actually trademarked his own appearance.
Has he really?
I think so, yeah. I would if I were him, because he's going to be able to make money off that. He should, a QAnon shaman NFT at some point, maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see.
He'll be at Comic-Cons.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, sign the shit.
We haven't completed the coin design yet, but I think it's going to say Day One Homie on it and then some other shit.
Okay.
We may put some cult stuff in there too.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Let's get into the occult.
Yeah.
Duck Duck Geese is saying, always have to chew carefully on Dan's words so I can understand his POV. Love his opinions. Thanks for fucking throwing five at us, you know? The money thing on YouTube is still new to us, where it's just like, all right, cool, man.
Well, I actually got some emails the other day. People were trying to do it and it wasn't working. So they recommended we set up, I think Venmo has one that will run parallel to YouTube.
Really?
Yeah. So we may have to look into that at some point. We're also, speaking of all of that, Brittany and I have recorded the first couple of episodes of our Get Fucked show.
Okay.
I'm not sure where to release them right now because every new channel or every existing channel we have is butt fucked right now.
Yeah.
Like audio is audio, but any of the video channels are butt fucked right now. So I think I'm just going to make a separate Patreon and put it on there and just keep the price super low, because otherwise they're just going to start taking our shit down again.
Yeah, I mean, we had issues with Drinking Bros. Who was it? Was it Peter McCullough?
Yeah.
They took it off of YouTube, and we had to switch it on to, what the fuck?
Patreon, yeah.
Patreon, yeah.
Yep.
But, yeah, I know a lot of people have it. I know Jared with Black Rifle.
Yeah, they got a couple of videos taken down. Greg LaMontagne says, release it on Mike the Cop's channel. They just got a fucking strike and got their channel suspended for like a week. What, a month ago or some shit? Yeah.
What and was it over? Do you know?
He doesn't even fucking swear. You know what I mean?
He said bullying.
Oh, that's right. Bullying, yeah.
Probably because he was telling people to eat salads. Giannis Pappas got his taken down for basically defending gay people, I think.
Yeah.
Was the brunt of the joke that he was telling. I mean, it's getting wild out here, and I don't like...
Dan Cummins.
Yeah, Dan Cummins, too. He's got a strike. I don't like doing any of this stuff, but I would rather you guys be able to decide what you want to watch, and that money, instead of going through YouTube, Google getting fucking like 40% of it, it just goes to production, because we don't make any money off this. We just buy cameras and shit like that for it. That's where all that money goes. That's not how we make our money. So,
and the thing is, most of these people who are getting strikes, and I know, look, censorship and all that shit, like we've discussed in the past. But you know, some of our friends who are saying it is actually AI going in there and then trying to decide.
Yeah.
Because comedy is comedy, right? And it's the inflection and the way you say it and what your description is. AI doesn't have that. So they're just looking at words. And there's no meaning behind it. And you try to go in there and say, oh, no, this is what I meant, or this is what I meant to say, or this is, you're reading this wrong. Most of the time, they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
My Facebook page got deleted.
They also can't tell sometimes. Well, the AI can never tell, but then you request a manual review, and it's just whatever fucking dumb liberal cunt reviews your shit that day. You know?
Yeah.
Episode 1000.
Nick Polk is saying, what are you guys going to do for episode 1000?
We do 3 a week, so fake news doesn't count towards the total count.
We do 5 a week total, so we're on Monday through Friday. But fake news doesn't count towards the total. I know we're over 1,100 episodes on this show, but like for 1,000, there's a guest that we're trying to get. We'll see if that happens or not. But yeah, I mean, look, I know, again, we're way over 1,000 at this point.
Yeah, we'll do something special for actual number 1,000, though.
Yeah.
Greg says maybe a Patreon along with a YouTube clip channel. Yeah, that's probably what we're going to do. Otherwise, it's just going to get shut down because Brittany's a bigger piece of shit than I am.
Mm.
And we just say terrible, terrible things the whole time. And I don't want to all the effort it takes to create all these new channels and shit or whatever the fuck, and then it just gets shut down because some fucking 24-year-old white woman is upset on behalf of somebody else about it. I'm done with that. I'm done with that bullshit.
Yeah, man, it's getting hard out there for pimps, dude.
Yeah.
It's getting real goddamn
hard for us. That's not how we make our money. But we can't get shit in front of these motherfuckers unless we do it in a way that subverts people trying to say, like, these guys want to sell ad space on our shit, and they're doing it right now. If you refresh this page, you'll see an ad before the video starts.
And we have nothing to do with that.
We don't have anything to do with it, and we don't get a fucking dime from it because they demonetize all of our shit.
Yeah, but yet there's still commercials.
Yeah,
keep going on.
Yeah, but if they give any of that money to us, then technically they're monetizing our show, which means somebody's going to get butt. Like, oh, fucking Google's putting money on this guy that's talking about stuttering.
Yeah.
And only saying fucking bad words. Like, oh, great, cool. And then it's that's a good idea. Josh Haley says, get Matt, JT, and Rocco back on for 1,000.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Rocco's busy.
Mayans, are they back?
I don't know when they're shooting again, but yeah, he's busy raising 19 children also.
I know.
Rocco's got a full fucking football team and a practice squad now.
Yeah, he keeps having kids. Mm-hmm. Playboy's got a new doc out, by the way, D'Anthony. And they're trying to come after Hugh Hefner. He's been dead for how many years now, Bob? How long has Hugh Hefner been dead? And we're trying to go after Hugh Hefner.
That's like
now?
Talking shit about somebody after they fucking leave the room.
He died in 2017.
Yeah, we're looking at 5 years now. But it's the Playboy mystique and Hugh Hefner's legacy receive a serious debunking in The Secrets of Playboy. It's a 10-part series on A&E. I'm sure the ratings for this will be pretty fucking big.
I mean, where is it going to be on A&E?
A&E, yeah.
No, no ratings. No, yeah. No titties. People don't go to fucking Playboy for the content. They go for the beeve.
I wonder.
Tits and beeve.
I wonder if this would have been better on HBO or something like that.
Yeah, of course it would have been better.
But I remember that Lifetime one about R. Kelly destroyed. So who knows? You couldn't show him pissing on people. So we'll find out. Look, the dirty secret about Playboy and Hugh Hefner and all that shit, it's not really that fucking crazy. People are saying, I clearly saw that there was nothing to him. He was like a vampire. He sucked the life out of all these young girls for decades. So I knew somebody who was in the fucking mansion for a while, right? You sign a contract, you know what's going on there. And, you know, he liked to watch movies and butt fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the deal was you couldn't have boyfriends. Girls would sneak out in trunks of cars and shit like that to get past security.
And they couldn't save any of their money.
Yeah.
Like they got $15,000 a week, but they couldn't save any of it. So if they got caught putting it in a bank or buying like an appreciable asset or something like that, they would get kicked out,
mm-hmm.
basically. It's very bizarre. I mean, it's not... It is bizarre. That's true. I was right about saying that, but it's not just for bizarreness' sake. Like the reason for all that is to keep them on the tit.
Yeah.
So they can't go anywhere and make a better life for themselves. It's all about control.
So, but they were making six figures. Mm-hmm. Like each of them was getting between 100 and 150 grand a year. Mm. Some of the ones who were posing as like the wife or whatever were getting 250 a year. And then you're doing you're doing parties that were there. You know, you had the Midsummer Night's Dream party and the Halloween party and all that other shit. And it was like, how bad is your life if that's it? Yeah.
And it used to be a big deal. I mean, now it would be even bigger because you could get famous, which is more important sometimes than just getting like marginally.
Yes.
Like more marginally wealthy versus famous, because you could turn fame into wealth pretty easily now.
Yeah. And
but
you know,
back then, that wasn't the case.
No, because you didn't have Instagram and all that other shit or TikTok. Now, if you did, holy shit. You could monetize the shit out of being in the mansion. Now you can't. And the mansion doesn't even exist anymore, by the way. It was bought by the next door neighbor. And the neighbor said, look, you can live there until you die.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to take over the mansion. And that's going to be it.
What do you think they're doing with it now?
I heard they were renovating it.
Because it had that dope, the pool with the fucking.
The grotto, yeah.
Yeah, the grotto was dope.
Yeah.
And it had that, the part, the cave underneath. The waterfall right there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty dope.
But so it's one of those things where
you just got to run over it with a black light a couple times. And
yeah.
Make sure.
I mean, you really got to go through that place, but the property was worth so much. I understood why they did it. Playboy's trying to make a comeback now with, I think they hired Cardi B to be their, branding officer or whatever the fuck they call it.
Like in-house stripper.
Yeah. I mean, she was a fucking stripper. So, they said they're going to try to turn this around online somehow. I don't really see how anymore. I know Amanda Cerny's back with them in some capacity as well. So they're trying to reach that Instagram, TikTok model with it. But most of the people there who had negative experiences, like back in the day, you knew. Again,
I feel
you
like
what
that,
you were getting into.
I feel like that's kind of a Louis C.K. situation. Like, yeah, it's very, if somebody, and they signed contracts, by the way, this wasn't like a handshake agreement where they got fucked over in the end. It's a contract that says you get X amount of dollars per week or month and you can't save any, but you have to go spend it on clothes and just being a socialite and blah, blah, blah. You can't have a boyfriend, can't do this, this, and this.
And if you broke it, you were out of there.
Yeah.
And so it was pretty easy. If you wanted to break the contract,
you could
do it and leave.
And
like,
it's pretty much like the Louis C.K. situation.
Mm-hmm.
I think in a lot of ways, like you're on the phone pounding off and some lady's like, oh, it's gross. Like,
yeah,
hang the goddamn phone up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? I mean, he's a creep. What'd you expect? Daniel gave us $19.99 for kicking so much ass and pulling him out of his depression. Good.
Hey man.
I'm glad you're out of your depression now.
Same. There's a bunch of crazy shit going on in the world. Now you get to watch the Playboy doc.
Yeah, it's true. You know? I mean, maybe they'll release like an uncut version of it.
Maybe. So what they're saying was they're going to go over the allegations of sexual misconduct and rampant drug use.
No, who cares about rampant drug use?
Agreed. So, I mean, there was all kinds of drugs and everything else, but again, that's what you signed up for. So does it look bad now, I guess? Yeah.
No.
You know, well, I mean, look, considering what happened with the Me Too movement and all that other
shit. If we're going to fucking have this sex positive attitude where women are in control of their body and like sex workers are, it's dignified and they're taking control of their lives. And look, I don't care if you believe that or not. That's fine. If that's your fucking thing, good. Good for you. You know, that's great. But let's not pretend that 20 degrees right over here, the same thing's happening. And now you don't agree with it because there's an old white man at the helm of it. Like, fuck you. That's nothing. What you're saying is absolutely devoid of any real content. You're complaining about shit that you did yourself.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to be sorry for you if you are complaining about shit you did. Like, so it's like that fucking meme where the dude jams the fucking stick in his front bicycle spoke and then he blames somebody else for it. No, dude, fuck off.
Yeah, but you know they're going to go all in on this.
Yeah, because he's dead.
He's dead.
And his family were all estranged, and there's no estate left to sue them for defamation. They can say whatever the fuck they want now.
Yeah.
That's why they waited.
Yeah.
Fuck these guys.
But most of this shit is done.
There's 666 people watching right now.
666?
Yeah.
Let's leave it at that. Nobody else watched.
End the show now.
Whenever we hit the 666 mark or the 69 likes, it's like, you want one more like, but you don't really want.
Well,
we're
at 166 now. We need three.
Okay.
Three more likes to get to
69.
To get to 169.
To get to 169.
Yeah.
Bill Maher, by the way, is in a lot of fucking
hot water. Bill Maher and Barry Weiss, who Barry Weiss, she will be on the show. Where is it?
On ours?
No, she'll be on American Party on February 10th.
Okay, right on.
Actually, it'll be February 11th, so that Friday, that'll be that show.
Okay.
Very dope.
Yeah, so she was on Bill Maher.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Maher seems to be going further and further right.
No, it's not right. It's just reasonable.
That's like, what, I mean,
he still believes that we should have universal health care. He still believes in unions and shit like that. But he doesn't, like any reasonable person wouldn't, believe in stupid bullshit.
Yeah.
But he did pretend to believe in stupid bullshit for a while. Like the stuff he's saying now, it's just like CNN coming out with that article. It's like, did you know that being fat isn't all that great?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah,
we knew that a long time ago. Forever, actually, we knew that. So, but he's doing that now. People are calling it the Great Awakening, some of them, where people are like, oh, they're finally starting to figure it out. No, they're pivoting. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get ahead of this and be on record being right long enough where they're not part of the last. You don't want to be on the last helicopter out of Vietnam. You know what I mean? And these people are they're in ideological Vietnam right now.
So what he basically said on Friday night's show, he was back after a few month hiatus, was that he was over COVID. And he was tired of the mask and all the other bullshit. And, you know, he's shooting in L.A. So all his audience members are wearing masks. Yeah. And he has to wear a mask. And he's just like, God damn it, man. I'm sorry you're going through this and everything else. And I'm over it. Whoopi Goldberg went fucking nuclear on him today saying, how dare you be so flippant, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and then she, the other white lady, not the ginger one, but the other white lady on the show now. She's like, I don't know if I'll ever go in public without a mask again. on the subway or in a large gathering. I don't think I'll ever go out without a mask. You're mentally ill.
Yeah.
We already know that mask doesn't do anything.
It's not doing anything.
Damn,
dude. More and more people, by the way, they're taking the same opinion as Bill Maher, where they're just kind of over it. Even on that flight, they didn't really care if we wore a mask.
You can only lie to people so much, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, and to be honest, it explains the 6-foot rule. It explains the 10-day quarantine rule because they know that it's like 30 Rock did a bit on this one time. If the flight's delayed, the pilot will tell you it's going to be about a half an hour, which lets you know you're going to have to wait a few minutes. And it also lets you know that it's not going to be forever, right? It's a manageable amount of time. People are like, oh, it's a half hour. That sucks. But it's like, it's going to suck, but it's not that bad. It's not like 4 hours. And you just keep saying that over and over, half an hour, two weeks to slow the spread or flatten the curve or whatever the fuck, right?
Yeah. So, look, to me, yes, I think everybody's over it. And he just said what everybody else is feeling, where it's just like, all right, great. If you're vaccinated, because at this point, I think you've reached a threshold of numbers where if you're vaccinated or not vaccinated, I don't know that you're changing anybody's minds
anymore.
Well,
there's two parts of that. One, the overall rate of vaccination, general vaccination, not boosted and all that stuff, hasn't gone up in a while. And it's not going to ever again. And the other part of that is only 38% of the country is boosted. So only according to the new rules of what it means to be fully vaccinated, it's 38% of people. Yeah. 38%. It's over.
Yeah.
Like that, you can't do a poll, run a poll and get people to call in and fucking answer all these questions and blah, blah, blah. That's any more legit or any more telling than that poll right there. Cause that's the one where they let you inject some shit into their body. And 38% of people are like, all right, cool. I'll do it because it's convenient. Mostly some people out of fear, but the vast majority of America, 62% there, said no, fuck you.
Yeah.
What were
you gonna say, Bob?
Well, that's on the booster, on the originals or whatever. It's like pushing 90% of Americans over 18 are vaccinated.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you're at a number now where it's like, hey, you're not gonna force the other 100 million people that haven't done it.
Especially
two-thirds of America are vaccinated. I don't think you're going to push these other people to do it at this point.
No, and the people that haven't already been boosted aren't going to now, because other than the medical mandate, all the other ones have been struck down. I don't know. We'll figure that out. Bob's over there fisting himself, so he's not looking at my grammar.
he doesn't need to. He's from St. Louis.
That's true.
He's about that country grammar, Nelly.
I didn't know you were going that way.
Yeah, it's stricken.
It is stricken. Yeah,
I should have distrusted myself.
You didn't.
No one's going to get boosted now. The military thing is coming down. We're going to have someone on the show tomorrow, Mr. Eric Homan, who has a couple of different points of view that we're going to talk about. One is if you've heard about this female in the AFSOC pipeline, the Air Force Special Operations Command pipeline, that's quit multiple times, but still been allowed to continue, which is we talked about it who the fuck was it? I don't remember who was on the show, but we were talking about that not too long ago. The only rule from selection is that you don't quit. Oh, it was Eddie Gallagher. Yeah, that's the rule from any military selection. Don't quit.
Right.
Right. We could train you to do all this stuff. You can train anybody to do that shit. Right. Don't quit. And she's quit like four different times. So he's going to talk about that. He's going to talk about mandate stuff. And, you know, we've got more updates on that. The Navy SEAL case went through.
Yeah.
Now the Air Force has a guy did an Article 138 requesting that the Air Force stop fucking with him over all this stuff, and referenced that federal judge finding, and the Air Force JAG had to accept it. And that's pretty much it now. Anybody, if you're out there in the military and you haven't been forced to get vaccinated yet, or they're trying to make you get boosted, you can do the same thing this person did. We'll talk about it tomorrow. You can do the same thing. File your paperwork. Tell them to go fuck themselves. Right. And the JAG will fucking have to let you out of it at this point, basically. Medical people, they're the only ones left.
That's it, right?
Yeah. And when it's only them, I'm not sure if there's going to be enough political capital to stop that. And the Democrats will continue to push that one because it'll be the only victory they'll be able to claim. You know what I mean?
Well, at least we got the medical professionals protected.
That'll be their thing. So if you're a medical professional, you're probably fucked.
Yeah. I mean, even then, I think at a certain point, that'll probably go away too, right?
I mean, people will forget about it. Yeah.
Because you can only sue so many times here, and then people are going to be like, all right, fuck, I'm over this.
There's a pretty good amount of case law defending requiring first responders and medical professionals to be vaccinated for stuff, right? I mean, that's going to be a hard one to overturn anytime in the next 2 or 3 years. After that, when it's widely accepted that it's endemic, then maybe, right?
Mm-hmm.
But by then, everybody in the medical community would have already been vaccinated. So,
yeah,
I don't think it'll matter.
Now's the point of the show. We get to the Drinking Bro of the Week. You can submit your Drinking Bro of the Week to drinkingbros.com. There's a nice little submission form, and it just gets emailed to us. You can, by the way, it can be anybody you want. man, woman, alive, dead, somebody that just got you booze, somebody that ordered Drizzly for you, any, whatever you want. Who cares? This one is from Toby Morgan from Iowa, which is not a real state still. A member of Drinking Bros since the early OG days. He said he's nominating Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller. Reason for nomination, I'm saying what needs to be said, and now he's fucked, with all caps. Please get this man on the show, get his opinion, help this man in any way. He's been relieved of his duties. Cheers, fuckers. Do you know who that is?
The Marine Corps colonel that told Biden and Milley and everybody that they're a bunch of dum-dums.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I think we'll probably have him on here pretty soon.
Yeah, what happened with him?
I mean, he's...
Did he get fired?
I think he put in papers and got separated. I don't know what he's going to do now.
No shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, cheers. Again, you can submit anybody for Drinking Bro of the Week. Feel free. Fire away. We're here Monday through Friday, so it just gets emailed right to us, and then we read it live on air. Do we get sports after this?
Yeah, we're going to talk about...
Recap, baby.
We're going to talk about recap. How Aaron Rodgers is the loser that I said he was all year. Sorry.
I'm going to talk about the 49ers, how that's the worst football team ever in playoff
and
history.
And we're finally starting to hear from every talking head surrounding NFL media that Aaron... It's just what I've been saying all fucking year. Aaron Rodgers is the most talented person we've ever seen do this, but he's a fucking loser.
Yeah, that was
winners win, man.
That game wasn't his fault.
No, it wasn't. Of course not. But no. He's lost to them four fucking times. That is his fault.
Damn right. Jimmy G, winner.
Yeah.
All he does is win.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. Boy,
I'm going to fucking burn you guys to the goddamn ground today.
Oh, well, I was right, so.
Were you?
Yeah.
Brandon Hawkinson says the SPY, Dow, and NASDAQ had another good old pump to end the day. Yeah, they did. They popped back up a little bit. So it wasn't a 1,000-point swing or anything.
They ended up in the green today.
Yeah. Yeah, and he also said, does Dan listen to Electric Wizard or any other stoner metal? I've never heard of Electric Wizard, but I'll look it up now.
The Dow is now positive, 100 points.
Yeah.
It was down 1,000 at one point.
Yeah. It makes you wonder about this stuff. Like, markets can fluctuate a lot, but how many people...
That's fucking crazy.
How many super rich people bought a dip today and made some money just today? You know what I mean?
I don't know that I've ever seen the market down 1,000 and... recover to plus 100.
Like if you're in an index fund, or if you're in an index and you the market's down at 1,000 and you put fucking 10 million in and it goes back up to plus whatever, you've done pretty well for yourself just in one day.
Fuck, dude.
And do you put it past anybody in the government or the stock market, stock exchange, to manipulate like that? Because they've done it in front of our faces a bunch of times.
Stocks, dude. Because the market's closed. It's now 4:12. So yeah. The market's closed. So yeah, you're up 100 for the day. I would have.
Yeah.
I don't have any money in the market right now, but if I did, I would have lost my shit. I mean, if it was down 1,000.
But if you bought index at the Valley, you're up 1,100 for the day.
Yeah.
You see the difference there? Just saying. We're gonna go do sports. You guys can all go fuck yourselves.
Yeah. Go to Drinking Bro Sports on YouTube. We'll be live there in shit probably 15-20 minutes. Monday morning recap. Can't wait to talk about the 49ers. God damn it. That's the worst fucking football team I've ever seen.
You're just talking about one guy. It's not a team.
Everyone is terrible on the team. Every single member of that team is horrific. They don't have a run game. They don't have any fucking receiver. They have nothing on that team.
Debo Samuel's pretty good.
Yeah, he had 4 yards.
He's pretty good.
Kittle's pretty good.
Who?
Kittle.
Kittle, Bosa.
Boy.
They got a lot of talent around them. But the more importantly than anything else, they fucking, when everybody else, when the Packers start to fail, everybody starts playing by themselves, like Russell Westbrook. And when the 49ers get challenged, they fucking come together like a Roman phalanx. That's how they keep winning these games, because they play really well together. They're not, you're right, they're not nearly as talented.
Special teams is all it was. There was a block. Sometimes field goal, that's and a
all
block
it
is. Punt.
Sometimes it's it. All it is, but there's
no offensive
defense, baby.
Touchdown. Oh, God.
You know what I would do if I was a better team than the 49ers? Not get my punt blocked like I'm a fucking mid-major in college.
I know, right? How do you get a punt blocked?
In the NFL?
In the NFL with that.
Inexcusable.
And the field goal.
Crazy, yeah. With people coming after Rodgers for that, like, he had nothing to do with that shit. Nothing.
Aaron Rodgers was, 225 yards, no TDs, no interceptions.
Yeah, he played a good game. It was a goddamn blizzard. We'll show A-Rod. A-Rod, yeah. Yeah, so join us over there, because it's going to get fucking heated.
I'm going to say a lot of shit.
Yeah. Join us on the sports channel on YouTube. We'll be there in
it's gonna get
15,
hot.
20 yeah. minutes.
We'll talk UFC, too. So
yeah, exactly. Because we watched that fight over the weekend as well.
That's not what I expected, but a fucking...
Me neither.
Very good fight.
Me neither. And that was fun. So, yeah, join us in 15 minutes on there. And go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, review us on Spotify. That is just a quick 5-star. For Drinking Bros, for D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.